Hello. How is everybody doing? Don't mind the noise. I'm driving. As per usual when I'm on this, I don't know why I always get like the motivation. Oh, sugar. I don't know why I don't know this. I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing evening whenever you listen to this. I'm on my way home, and I was gonna say the same, what I don't know why I get the mood to record my videos or a podcast in the car. Maybe it's because I formed a habit of doing it consistently. I've done it like that maybe 4 months straight and made a total habit out of it. I was recording all day, every day for a good Tuesday, specifically Tuesday and Sundays, and then just schedule, you start doing other things and you get kind of busy. I love the podcast though. It's a very different type of space to express yourself, and people don't talk shit, you know. People could say what they say, but as they heard your entire podcast, and if they went through your entire podcast and they could talk shit, whatever, have their opinion, whatever, at the end. But that doesn't even matter, because if you're going to exclude yourself in doing certain things, you have to understand that there's going to be not even reciprocation. Is that what that is? It's not even that. It's more of like, you understand that you have to understand that you're going to gain responsibilities. And only the truth of the matter is, if you don't get fucking responsible and get to doing what you gotta do, like have to do in a fun, responsible way, not all your responsibilities have to be shit, you know what I'm saying? And even if they are, see them as a blessing that you can actually do something. There's a lot of people that can't do shit with themselves, and you're able to do something, you're complaining that you have to take over and make it better or make it work for you, and you're complaining about work. Sometimes what fucking is easy to get is not the best for you, and it's a cliche little asshole, but it's true. You have to sometimes bust your ass for what you love and for what you're passionate about and your vision and what you see. Sometimes we run into people like that. We run into people that we want to change, and we love them and we're passionate about them and we want them to change and change and change. Now that's something I don't see people giving up on, getting their heart broken and played out and all that stuff. Now there's levels to the change that you're going in with a partner, but if you're getting played out and all that shit, I don't see people getting tired of that. You don't want to put in work and put in passion and love for your business or for something that you're trying to pursue, or that you even thought of pursuing, or that you've tried to pursue and you don't finish. Just be a finisher. Finish. And the same way I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. Finish. We're finishers. I finish what I start, and I've gotten better with it. And some things I'm like, that's why I don't even start it, because at the end of the day, dale, dale, papi, dale, 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 dale. Because at the end of the day, especially if you speak it out loud and posting it everywhere and think that you know, like, be about your word, because people are going to be waiting. People are going to try to, like, work. Didn't cool out and say that you were going to do, you know what I mean? People are like that, and I don't care what you think. Know that people are watching, know that people are following your stuff, know that you're inspiring somebody, know that somebody might feel some type of way that you don't even know is watching, feel some type of way. Know that that's gonna happen, and if you ever hear it, don't take it so deep. It's going to happen when you put yourself. Not everyone's gonna like you. You don't have to be everyone's favorite. But what's most amazing about that type of situation, when you care about what people think, right? That stops you. That kills dreams more than anything. Who's that? I don't know who was that. That kills dream, doubt, fears, all that cocktail. People's opinions, what they think, why they think that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. People's opinion can shut you down. One opinion of somebody that you love, it might come from somebody that you love. One word, one thought. That's what you gotta build your mind. You gotta build your shield, so when these people come at you, you're unfazed, untouched. You know what I'm saying? Undefeated. And of course, you're not perfect. You're gonna go through some shit. But I think that when you go through that shit and you get through it is what matters. That's what defines you. I always say that. Get your mentality up. And not forcefully. I've also had a lot of conversation about a way of teaching that I thought was good, but I found myself not forcefully pressuring anybody to do something, but I wanted people to change, and I didn't understand that some people just don't change when you say change. You know what I'm saying? Some people will take your knowledge and put it in their pocket and just won't do much with it, maybe later. But that's the thing is that you have to understand that people's growth at times, yes, you can help them, but once you see that you cannot help a certain person, a certain individual, a certain characteristic of somebody, a habit, something that you can't kick it, that's it. Don't try to, then it'll be pressurous. And I think that I used to try to change people that showed me that they weren't gonna change. And I'm just like, okay. Energy spent, fucking dim. But like, then again, I feel very blessed to go through and have gone through the things I have. Because who knows how I would have been. Everybody goes through things that shape them. And you can't complain about putting in the work either. I find that people want to, what is it? People want to be in the team, but they don't want to go to practice. I heard that and I was like, wow, that is crazy. And it's powerful. Yep, I'm about to get on the set. I was good. Let me get on the set. This is my driveway, bitch. Sana. No violence. I was just kidding. There was no one. I was just being funny. But with that being said, y'all, make sure that whatever you do, you don't complain about it. Just do it. If you're gonna do something, if you're gonna do something, if you're gonna complete something, if you say you're gonna do something, please, when you say you're going to do something, move in that action forever. Don't lose that feel. Move in that feeling forever. And we're human. We're going to feel like shit some days. We're going to feel like, no, I don't want to get up. Not even with my coffee. Am I feeling great? Some days, we just have to lay it off and remind ourselves we're human. I got to take this back. I got to work hard, but I also can't forget my mental health. And what I can take as a person physically. You understand me? Always balance it out. Don't think that you can't balance that out. You're perfect. You know what I'm saying? You're part of a special source. So my topic was probably all over the place. I don't even know what I started talking about, like, in the beginning. I might be a little sun up and fried, but at the end of the day, this is all just spillage. You guys are my favorite here at the podcast. I love y'all so much. And that I just feel confident about and comfortable babbling. I don't care about being perfect. I don't care about no cuts. I don't care about none of that. As long as you feel me through these podcasts, that you do not just pretend I'm next to you, sitting down, chopping it up. But all seriousness, I love you guys so much. You know, just set a routine, do what you gotta do, do what you say, complete what you say, even if it's small things, even if it's a new workout, even if it's just like completing a task, even if it's just making your bed in the morning, every morning, do something. These little habits will form you as a person, and it'll also teach you how to build bigger habits that'll eventually change your life. I love y'all. Have a great, amazing day, amazing night. Whenever you hear this, make sure you go follow me on my personal page, Ruby Stones, and go follow the store. That's Your Life Solutions. That's the more exciting page. With that being said, let me really get out of here because you guys be tying me up, and I love it so much. God bless you guys. Bye.